Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And Midas is returning to Fortnite. That's right, March 19th, Midas returns. And they got a couple of cool teaser photos for it. One of him is him walking into the underworld, going into the river where Hades is. And then the one in game here, we have him looking this new style that we're going to get in the item shop when the update comes on March 19th. He looks like a Greek god king version, right? He's got the crown on, he's got the cape, he's got the gold running down his hands, the cool belt. Yeah, he's got, like, you know, his armor looks more like Greek mythology style. And then in the background, we see Hades chain that we've seen him using in the background. So I'm guessing that means we are going to get the chain, a mythical item in game, on Tuesday as well. They did put out this cool little teaser video of Hades. Again, he's hanging out in the river. One of the characters walks in on him, and all the souls in the river start swimming over to him, and it just gives him this power. And then at that point he goes berserk, and he just, like, totally goes berserk on this guy that walked in on him and takes him out. And maybe now that he's got that extra power, maybe when we eliminate him now, he's gonna, you know, drop a medallion. But also, maybe that's how we're gonna get the mythical item as well. But we will see. We'll let you know for sure when that happens. And then, other than that, I don't have any other news for you today. It is St. Patrick's Day. So happy St. Patrick's Day to y'all. I hope you had a good one and it was safe. I know I had a good day and it was a lot of fun. We'll just quickly look at what people are playing. I've tried to record this episode a couple of times now and something keeps coming up, so we're not going to go through it a lot. Just real quick, Ranked Battle Royale has 106,000, Battle Royale has 200,000, Rocket Racing 5,000, Festival Main Stage 18,000, Lego Fortnite 43,000, Zero Build 283,000, or 280,000, and Ranked Zero Build has 26,000. Okay, so that's all your main stuff there. And if we look at quests, just a reminder, do those daily match quests. It's a lot. Your story XPs, your weeklies, get everything caught up so that you can get everything in that battle pass. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and we can head on over to the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. Okay, and in the item shop today, we still see the Fender stuff, the cars, Lantern Fest, Jam Tracks, Lady Gaga, the Lego stuff, the Versa outfit for 1,500, Web Wrecker pickaxe for 800, Tech Turbine glider for 800, Party Diva outfit for 1,500, Shore Leave outfit for 1,200, Rat's Attack bundle still here, the Crimson Elite outfit for 800, Bush Ranger outfit for 1,200, Crystal outfit for 800, the Flippin' Incredible emote for 500, Phew emote for 200, the Escape Artist bundle still here, more Lego stuff, the St. Paddy's Day stuff, Mr. Beast, and then today we got the Tron Legacy items, or outfits. They're all wearing the same thing, they're just different models, they're each 1,500, and there's also the Light Cycle Glider, which is 800 V-Bucks. Alright, and that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Alright, for our item of the day, I think this is a great outfit, and it has a St. Paddy's Day style. So let's go ahead and give this one to the aura outfit and that charming aura style. The green boots, the gold gloves, gold bags on the belt, the green shirt that has the green and gold rainbow on it, wearing the gold chain, wearing some the gold hat, all decked out for St. Patty's Day. So there you go. There's your item of the day. And let me give you a tip of the day today. I've been watching people play a little bit more this season, and something I realize and notice is that there is a better way to land when flying around with the Wings of Icarus. If you fly straight down, you know, you get into panic. Somebody's shooting you shooting at you while you're in the air, so you want to get down to the ground quickly. Well, if you go too straight down, you're going to crash into the ground, and you're going to kind of end up in this animation where you can't do anything for like a second, second and a half kind of deal. But if you go down at the ground at a 45 degree angle and land at a 45 degree angle, boom, you just land and you start standing up normally, just as you normally would, and you can start building right away, which is really helpful in that type of situation, because if somebody's shooting you, you know, while you're in the air or shooting at you, you want to get down to the ground so they don't snipe you out of the air, and, you know, so you land, and then you build right away so you can get yourself oriented and get ready to start a battle with the guy that was just shooting at you. All right, so there's your tip of the day, and that's going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show, like we're going to do for RR267777 on Twitch that says, Fire, what do you think about next season? Thoughts on next season? I assume you mean this season. I didn't get to the last one, so... Yeah, I'm really liking this season. I like the theme. I like the items. I like the mythical items. I like the way the medallions work this season. Instead of giving shield, they actually have abilities that they give you. I'm really liking this season a lot. We got one from Lobster Candy King that says, great podcast. I don't play Fortnite every day, but I always listen to this podcast, so stay tuned about everything. Awesome. Thank you so much for that review, Lobster Candy King. This is JmanPlayer603. Add me, please. My username is JmanPlayer60, so if you could get add me, that would be amazing. Also, great podcast. Well, thank you so much. Send me a request. I'll accept it. Don't expect to play with me anytime soon, though. With my work schedule these days, the 5 kids and everything, I hardly get to play with anybody nowadays. Most of my time I spend these days just playing solo, which can be a little bit tough this season because, you know, the wings, if you don't have somebody, you know, backing you up, you can get shot out of the sky. The Thunderbolt, same thing. If you don't have people backing you up, people can easily snipe you out of the sky. Luckily, it hasn't happened to me too often, but that is a possibility. And I imagine it's, you know, easier to handle if you have teammates helping you out when you're trying to use those things. We got one from somebody who smashed the keyboard for their name, it looks like, and it's got 2,000 episodes. For all you people saying only 2,000 episodes, that's 6 years worth of content. Yes, it is. I guess it really has been that long, because I started this podcast a few months after Fortnite came out. So, yeah, it really has been that long. it's a lot. Thanks for the review and the rating and pointing that out. We got Scooby Doo Doo. This is a great podcast. I play every once in a while, but I always listen to you. Hey, appreciate that. Thank you so much. And there you go. There you have it. That's the episode. So until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.